A few years ago, Isaac Berzin traveled from Israel to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology with two goals in mind: to get his postdoc in chemical engineering and save the world. Well, he got his degree, and now he's closing in on the other goal, saving the world from global warming by using one of the most primitive forms of life, algae. You know, the yucky stuff that grows on the side of fish tanks and swimming pools. Pond scum. Just don't call it that in front of Berzin.
Okay, they're not pond scum. They're great. So I want you to think differently. They're not ugly or whatever. They're the sweetest creatures.
Clearly, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but according to Berzin, algae, primitive one-celled plants, are the world's champs at photosynthesis, capturing the sun's rays and converting it to chemical energy. That makes the microscopic plants very special and potentially very useful in reducing greenhouse gases. On his laptop, Berzin shows me a video of the algae, up close and personal.
Okay, so what you're going to see on the screen now is a microscopic view of the algae, belly dancing around, and they have a little mustache. They touch it with each other with the mustache.
Oh,
you see
yeah,
that?
It looks like a little
it's algae
amoeba.
Keys. Yeah.
So this is a plant,
it's a one-cell plant? Algae are the fastest growing plants on Earth. Their doubling time is measured in hours, okay? Yeah, you know, my kids ask me, oh, daddy, it's so cute. It's like pets. So what do you do with them in the end? I said, uh-oh, I burned them.
Berzin grows algae because they are super rich in oil. In some species, oil accounts for half the little creature's body mass. In fact, algae synthesize 30 times more vegetable oil per acre than plants like sunflowers or rapeseed. The algae biodiesel can be used to run engines, or converted into methane, or fermented into alcohol. And here's the best part. Algae eat carbon dioxide for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And one thing the global warming world has too much of is CO2 from fossil fuel burning power plants.
This one, yeah. And you go all the way down the stairs.
Not far from his office, Berzin takes me to his algae laboratory. It's outside on the roof of MIT's 20-kilowatt power plant. A yellow brick smokestack towers overhead, and some of the power plant's exhaust is fed through a row of plexiglass tubes. Inside, the gooey green algae feed on the CO2 and NOx, nitrogen oxide.
Can you describe what we're looking at? It looks like, I don't know, it looks like water gurgling through a bunch of tubes.
Yeah, actually, in a professional term, it's called bioreactor. It's nothing but three tubes connected together with some seawater and algae in them. And you can see the bubbles bubbling through the system. And you can kind of look at the bubble and follow it. And in the 10 seconds or so that the bubbles are spending in the bioreactor, 80% of the CO2 is removed and 85% of the NOx. And in the end of the day, you harvest the algae, whatever was growing during the day, you take out of the system. It's like a cow, you milk it, and you make biofuels from the algae.
So you're a farmer, you're a high-tech farmer.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. It's really, really a new age of farming.
Granted, this prototype is just small potatoes, but theoretically, if you created an algae bioreactor twice the size of New Jersey, you could supply the entire petroleum needs of the U.S. The motto for Berzin's company is, waste not, profit more.
We believe that if you want to make an environmental revolution, it should not come from the law, okay? It should come as a great business, okay? And if it's a great business, it has a life of its own, okay? So you don't come to the power industry and tell them, you guys are the worst polluters and I have to shut you down and I have to, you know, fine you for every, like a carbon tax, whatever. I think that's a wrong approach. I think the right approach would be, guys, you're throwing all the CO2 away? Are you crazy? Let's make more money. And that's how the world will change, okay? That's how it will become a reality.
So I was taught, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, usually is. What am I missing?
I'll tell you what the problem is. You have to produce algae in a cost that will be cheap enough to compete with fossil fuels. And then you think, wait a minute, what does this technology need? It needs land, and you need water, and you need CO2. So CO2 is not an issue. You're co-located next to a CO2-generating facility. Water, you actually use any quality of water, treated sewage water, you know, brackish water, ocean water, any water available. The third thing is the land, usually near these big power plants, no one wants to live. It's a non-fertile land. Nothing grows there even. So you don't really compete with agriculture. So how realistic this is, we believe it is realistic.
Isaac Berzin, founder and chief technology officer of Green Fuel Technologies Corp. You can see for yourself if algae are pond scum or planet savers. Check out our website, loe.org. Thank you.